Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix documentary.
You ready to go pick up girl number one?
Night. A tall, tattooed guy and a fresh-faced girl in her late teens leave a yellow tract house.
Can I drive?
No.
Aww.
She pushes buttons on the dash as the car glides through the wide streets. The bright Miami skyline glitters in the distance.
Ooh, there's your buzz! My Ava is home.
Another young girl walks with them as he pulls her wheelie bag along the damp pavement outside the bus station. Words appear. More people visit porn sites each month than Netflix, Amazon, and Twitter combined. More and more of what they watch is pro-am porn, videos featuring paid amateurs. In the internet age, porn stars playing the girl next door are being replaced by the real thing. They continue along the sidewalk. The other young girl wears glasses. She pushes back her hair. Now in the car's back seat, the first girl lights a cigarette the other girl hands her.
5 new applicants.
Really?
Yeah.
He thumbs his smartphone.
I have a chick I'm talking to. She's 18. It looks like she's 12.
Oh,
with double D's.
What?
Media images flash by.
They're so desensitized to so much of this that it looks like it's normal.
Teens and even tweens shamelessly stripping down.
Taking a good selfie can turn just about anyone into an insta-lebrity.
Suggestive texts and tweets. Is this the new norm?
A Twitter screen grab of a young woman.
My next guest was just another student at Duke University. Now she's known as Belle Knox, and she's acting in porn to pay her tuition. Welcome to you, Belle. You are probably right now, pound for pound, the most infamous student in America. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty absurd.
Hundreds of images of her fill the screen.
It was shocking that she has been watching porn since she was 12.
Right.
It just goes to show you how much more available it is online.
There could be a sex tape of Farrah Abraham, the girl from Teen Mom.
Why did you make the tape?
I wanted just to like show more of my sexier side.
Also, their celebrity heroes have made huge businesses out of their sex tapes.
Glamour photos of Kim Kardashian show her nude on her stomach, then on her back, strategically covered with arms in a sheet. A man hanging out with scantily clad women on a yacht, naked female bodies showered with money, and images of Miley Cyrus pushing currency between her legs appear. Flashed media images show women caressing each other, a blindfolded woman in restraints, a young girl removing her bra, and a nude teen girl in an American Apparel ad.
Are you hungry?
I'm starving.
Save me.
She hands the driver a credit card at the fast food drive-thru.
Put it on the plastic.
There you go.
Everything.
The girl in glasses checks the Twitter account on her phone.
I want to get you more followers.
Dude, I already have, I made this like a couple days ago. And I have like 215 followers.
Ava.
Huh?
We're gonna be stars one day.
Stars.
A screen search of Craigslist.org brings up a national map. Cursor clicks on Chicago, Seattle, San Antonio, and South Florida show the locations with purple circles on the map. A dizzying flurry of Craigslist city names flies by. The cursor clicks gigs, then talent, and after a blurred scroll down, the cursor stops on Hot Girls Wanted. The title turns red. Miami. Three-story yachts are anchored off coast. People stroll the narrow palm tree-lined sidewalks of the shopping district. Girls take selfies and pink flamingos preen. A car's eye view of palm tree tops whizzing past. In daylight, a car drops off a girl at the door of the plain yellow house. Four girls gather in the pool. Tress's Facebook page reads, "My love story is written by God, not a screenwriter."
I wasn't even born whenever the internet came out.
She lies on the bed, scrolling on her laptop.
Without the internet, I probably would have just looked for an out-of-state job, go to school.
On screen are happy images of her as a high schooler and cheerleader.
I was actually going to go to Texas State after high school and cheer for Texas State.
An image of an epic leap.
But I chose a different path.
Tressa 19, New Braunfels, Texas.
I was a waitress and a bartender at a pizzeria place and a hostess at Mamacita's.
AKA Stella May.
I had never been on a plane before.
1 month in the industry.
I needed some way to escape somehow.
Manicured and polished fingers press the scroll pad.
And I found an ad on Craigslist. It was under TV shows and radio jobs.
She scrolls an email.
looking for hot Austin models.
She clicks an innocent photo of herself.
I sent them these two pictures at first because I didn't know what they wanted exactly.
A bathroom selfie shows her scantily clad.
It didn't hit me until I got on the plane.
As the sun sets, girls dry themselves by the pool. Six girls sit around a kitchen table smoking. Riley, 23.
Every day, a new girl turns 18, and every day, a new girl wants to do porn.
Tampa, Florida.
I will never run out.
Talent agent.
Tight.
Like a
bow.
Girls dress and primp.
We can work together tonight. We can work together.
Teamwork.
There you go.
Is this, have you ever been VIP?
Never.
No. Oh my God. You have fun. Love you.
Love you. Love you.
We have to make sure that we're all in the same party tonight.
A white compact backs out of the driveway. Thousands of 18 to 20-year-old girls enter the amateur porn industry each year. Words appear. They come from small towns and big cities all over the country.
The fuck?
Riley inspects a pillow on the couch. He wears a worn-out Bang Bros tank top.
Sorry. Someone spilled Jello shot on my couch. I gotta clean that.
He goes to the kitchen.
There's three main agents down here. I'm one of them now. I'm also male talent. I used to be bullied and made fun of in school, and now I'm the shit, technically.
In the rooms, beds are strewn with heaps of girls' belongings.
Pretty much in a year, I went from a dishwasher loser working at Outback to living in Miami Beach in a five-bedroom house with my own car.
A whiteboard is completely covered with a list of house rules.
I just drive my girls to and from shoots.
In the bathroom.
They pay rent.
A small stand is overwhelmed with dental products.
And I make...
He's reclined on the couch.
Make good money.
A Twitter page with Riley's photo says, do you want to make money, have fun, have great sex, be a part of something big?
I only work with amateur girls, brand new to the industry. Never shot before. Usually like 18 to 21. They're like girl next door. I call them teeny boppers.
A screenshot of the Hussy model's homepage fills the screen.
Like this one. She's gonna be famous because of this. Right there. This.
He lifts her towel. He slaps her bare bottom. California recently passed a law requiring the use of condoms in pornography. Because porn featuring unprotected sex is more popular, many companies now film in cities like Miami. Tressa logs on to Stella Mae's online site, which displays a list of real-time messages from viewers of her webcam show. She reclines in bra and panties on a bed, rubbing herself.
Hello, Big Rick 2901. Thank you.
She crouches to face her laptop.
Ooh, I get to see what you look like. Ooh, you're cute. Hi.
Her cheeks bear adolescent blemishes.
And you're a dentist. Wow.
A candle burns beside a deodorant stick.
If you were over here, I would show you my back molars, just so you could get a better look at them.
She leans her chin on her hand. A box of feminine douche sits out of camera range.
I do have one scene that is out online. Go on Reality Kings. My first scene with them was Cum Fiesta. I did it with Juan Largo.
Well, hello there, you sexy thing.
I heard about the Cum Fiesta. I'd like to give it a shot.
You must know the password, right?
In the film, she lifts her top. A cursor clicks Bang Bros, amateur HD porn videos, real 18-year-old pussy looking for teens, and new daily girls.
Miami is one of the big places for amateur porn.
RealityKings.com presents scenes of girls clubbing, young guys dancing with semi-nude women groping, and young girls dancing together topless.
Cheap cameras, no script.
This is where the party is. I'm going to come back here.
Give the male talent the camera, like, point of view. Regular girls pretty much getting freaky deaky.
What have I got myself into? This is crazy. You're over-scaring me.
A vast amount of online pornography can be seen for free. But many pro-am websites featuring brand new girls charge subscription fees.
That's what's selling nowadays, because people are thinking they're real videos that people are just submitting.
The top three are worth an estimated $50 million. Another blur of images of online girls grows exponentially as pages of porn videos featuring young women blaze past.
More and more and more and more girls are doing it, and the society is starting to accept people that are in porn. It's gone mainstream.
A flaxen-haired brunette grins over her shoulder.
Bell Knox, being called the Duke porn star. We appreciate you coming on.
Good to be on here. What I'm really trying to do is I want to keep breaking those barriers
that
separate sex workers from, mainstream society.
A seemingly endless scroll of young girls' photos whizzes past. A girl is silhouetted in the glass door of the yellow house. November, the sun sets behind palms surrounding the pool.
You want a freestyle?
The girl with glasses is in a rocking chair with her phone.
Yeah.
She bobs her head.
You a porn star. Yeah.
You're so high.
And I'm a fucking shooting star, bitch. And now we go into L.A. And we're gonna sit Bombay. Yeah. And I'm smoking hella blunts. Yeah. And I got hella cunts.
Oh my God.
Fucking all day. Getting money all day. Because we're fucking all day. Yeah. I just killed that.
You did.
I just killed that.
I'm putting it on Instagram.
I just killed that. Oh, that was so cool.
Rachel, 18, Oswego, Illinois, a.k.a. Ava Teller, a week and a half in the industry.
We're free right now. The world is in our hands.
We practically do whatever we want to do.
Dude, ever since I came here, it's been about me. Do I want to be in my parents' shoes when I'm their age? Like, yeah. No. I don't want to go to college, meet someone in college, marry them, stay in my hometown, have a bunch of kids.
And live there happily ever
after.
And
then die there. What? I've done so much shit here. More than I've ever done in my entire life. So. Chilled in penthouses, been in Lamborghinis, rode on street bikes, did all the shit that I've ever wanted to do. I'm like, yo, it's all my shit. It's all me now. Like, here I go. Like, I'm trying to be famous, so gotta do what you gotta do.
Exactly. Gotta be selfish once in your life.
Tressa grins and chews a thumbnail. As Rachel drives, she bobs her head. Tressa joins her and they both bounce merrily in their seats, shoulders rocking to the music.
Are you kidding me? I make $900 in 5 hours. I'm gonna go home and make $825 an hour? No, 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 no.
Tressa and Rachel stop at a gas station. Words appear. New girls typically shoot 3 to 5 scenes per week. On average, they earn $800 for each scene. Tressa pays for some things at the window. They dance together in the car.
I plan on trying to get big, but of course that's gonna take some time.
Rachel playfully caresses Tressa's long hair.
I could see myself doing this in 10 years.
Tressa scrolls through her Twitter page. She lounges in her underwear on Riley's couch.
Wait a minute. I went to school with this guy. Ew.
Twitter is the key to an aspiring porn star's success. Unlike Facebook and Instagram, it does not censor most pornographic content. The minimum age to have a Twitter account is 13. The counter for Stella Mae's followers spins like a crazy odometer. Nude pictures of her and the girls fly by. Hands aim a camera.
Right now, I'm all in. I'm gonna own it.
As Ava, she poses for a photographer. Her suggestive Twitter images click past.
The internet, Instagram, Facebook, Vine, it's all about getting your name out there.
In a photo, she lies covered in money. The caption reads, "In Ava we trust." Her tally of followers rolls into the thousands.
Hopefully in like a couple years, I'll be out in LA and just like being a known person in porn.
In her glasses and a bathing suit top, Ava cavorts on a website called Mofos.
Hey, what's up?
What are you doing out there?
I just got here.
What are you doing with that camera?
I don't know what you think I was doing, but I promise
are you gonna come inside or are you just gonna stand out there?
On her knees, she unbelts his pants.
Oh my God, is this really happening?
Rachel's on all fours.
Yeah, I'm like one of the oldest dudes working for the company. Like what we did today was fairly normal, just kind of uncomfortable position. But sometimes don't put you like in a reflective box in the middle of a park. And you're just like, what? What is this? And
someone out there likes it.
Riley, the actor, and the girl sit at a table in an eatery.
Well, here's what he got you.
Rachel rests her head on the table.
Tired.
Tressa rubs her back.
It has been a long day.
Cafe tables crowd a sidewalk.
All right, let's get going.
All right, baby.
See you guys back.
Yeah.
There is an influx of girls trying to do porn.
And a lot of them know it's a trap, but it's the money's there in their face right now, cash. They take it and just hope for the best.
John Anthony, porn actor.
The shelf life of a girl?
5 years in the industry.
Really depends on, like, how she markets herself. Worst case scenario, 1 to 3 months.
A tatted and tough-looking 30-something, he holds a Tipperillo between his fingers.
All right scenario, 3 to 6. Best case scenario, if she doesn't catch on to the game, a year tops. Tops.
It's nighttime outside the yellow house. Lounging on the couch, Tressa picks at a cuticle while Riley in a baseball cap is on the Craigslist site on his laptop.
Free flight to Miami.
He types an ad.
That'll grab attention. And voila.
He parts his hands like a magician.
That's all you gotta do.
He stares tranquilly at the screen. His nose dominates his profile.
I'll probably have like 5 responses within 12 hours.
He reads a response from a 19-year-old girl and scrolls through her pictures.
Out here in Florida, they just like the constant flow of brand new faces.
She's a dark-haired, blue-eyed beauty.
They'll shoot a girl a couple times and be done with her. And then they go to LA and see how they sell, and then they come back.
Some girls won't make it.
Some want to go home and I never see them again. Their families find out. It is what it is.
Tressa fidgets on the couch, then stops and runs her hands on her legs, looking off blankly. A bright moon shines through the clouds as Riley tosses a small suitcase with wheels into his trunk. He wears a Hustler t-shirt.
I have this weird feeling that my mom knows.
Tressa, a.k.a. Stella May.
It's like, oh crap. It's gonna be hard to go home.
Tressa wears an uncertain look as she rides in the passenger seat.
They all have the same stories. My boyfriend doesn't know. My parents don't know. I hope they never find out. And I mean, I just sort of tell them, like, your parents are gonna find out. It takes about a month. And that's when stuff starts posting, and that's when people from their hometown started seeing it, because everyone watches porn.
American and Texan flags snap in the breeze. A sign says, New Braunfels exit, 3/4 mile. Wooden patio furniture is arrayed outside a low red building. The car passes Mamacita's restaurant cantina and the Armed Forces Career Center. A hand-lettered sign in a store window reads, We Heart Football. The car drives through a newer housing development.
Dad, these don't have tags on them.
Gary.
They don't have tags.
That's the bottom
lip. This one?
It's a horned animal skull.
This is the last buck I shot. Last deer I shot.
Tressa studies it, then walks outside the garage.
Yay! They're excited for hunting.
Oh.
He's like, don't talk to me. I'm hunting.
Her mother watches her father scrub vehicle floor mats and hose them off.
I love my parents to death. But there's reasons why we sneak, because we don't want to hurt the people that we love.
Her mother has displayed a portrait-sized photo of Tressa in her cheerleader outfit, wearing glasses and throwing off a bright smile. A picture shows her as a baby with her father. She climbs on the bed with her laptop.
When my mom got home, she looked like she wanted to cry because she missed me. She wants me to stay home. But, I mean, this is what I love to do, and if she loves me, she'll let me do what makes me happy.
Tressa points to a photo in her high school yearbook.
Aww, my first birthday.
My munchkin, Dad's princess. We're so proud of you and all your accomplishments. We love you so much.
She flips through pages.
So she was in a lot of things that I thought she was going to pursue. She liked photography, journalism.
It's coming up because that's yours.
And there she is, right there in the middle. Captain.
Right down in the middle.
Captain of the cheer.
Tressa's mom's mouth tightens at the corners and she shakes her head.
I don't know.
She drops her head back and gives Tressa a deep look.
I mean, you just went from black to white, or white to black, or however you want to say it. I mean, you just went from positive to negative. I mean, like that.
Who told you?
The day you left, and I got your text. You were on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
I went straight to her room. and I tore her room apart. I found her travel itinerary, found a notebook with all kinds of stuff like, well, I had to kind of figure it out because, you know, I'm just old-fashioned old lady. You know, I saw...
You're not old, Mom.
I saw BGB, GBG.
Tressa chuckles to herself.
Something else. I can't... And I was like, what the hell is this? And I just was kept looking at these notes that she'd written down, and I went...
Her jaw drops.
And then I saw the word orgies. And I went, wait a minute. Boy, girl, boy. Girl, boy, girl. I'm like, oh. The light came on.
But it was an easy escape for me to get out of here, and that's why I picked it. So easy. Quick, fast, done.
Tears well and she bites her lip.
You're not afraid of getting sick, baby?
She wipes away tears.
What do you mean?
How do you protect yourself?
Her nails are chipped.
We all get tested every 2 weeks.
Are you on birth control?
I'm not on birth control.
Tressa reads her phone screen.
We get tested for chlamydia.
How are you keeping from getting pregnant then?
Well, all shoots, they don't come inside you. Even if it looks like it on camera, they don't. They always do. They always do it on you instead of in you.
Her mom shuts her eyes and raises her eyebrows. Her fingers drum on the cover of the closed yearbook. She looks at Tressa, then glances down. Tressa never looks at her. Tressa distracts herself with the tiny dog on her lap. Her complexion is rough and washed out. Her mom scratches the back of her head.
I don't know what to say anymore. I don't. We're not right now. I just, like I said yesterday, a million years I would have thought something like this. I mean, Tressa, you've got so much going on.
Tressa listens, looking away.
And your daddy's home.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk to him about it anytime soon? Because it's...
Tressa is staring off blankly, barely acknowledging the older woman's presence.
Well, you need to talk to him about it soon. Before you leave.
Tressa's brown eyes focus somewhere else. Under gray skies is a cluster of buildings with a whitewashed outhouse nearby. Tressa rests the shotgun on her thigh.
Did you see that nice little flock back there?
Yeah.
Birds fly off in a ragged formation.
Right there, Tressa, behind him.
Nah.
She watches, shouldering the gun.
Can't shoot, Dad.
Tressa sits in a chair, rifle pointed up from her lap. She watches her dad walk off. She anxiously bounces one of her booted feet.
We're gonna call it a day. We're gonna go get some firewood. We're gonna go check feeders.
Sounds good.
The scrubby dirt landscape is interrupted by a few bare trees. Tressa uses the side view mirror to put on a bright hairband as her dad wheels past a thicker grouping of trees on a dirt road.
Okay, Tressa. If you're sitting in the blind, you're going to be looking over on the right.
Okay.
That's where you saw that bug. And he's going to be going like, is she going to be able to take the shot?
Of course I will. They make my papa proud.
Yeah, I'm proud of you already. Everything you've done in your life, you've made me proud. Good and bad.
Really? Even bad?
I'm always going to be proud of you, no matter what you do.
They pull into a lot where her father picks up firewood.
Let's cook.
Flame flares from beneath a wobbly pyramid of firewood and dry moss.
This is like my dad's
safe haven. This is like where he comes to like get away from everything that's going on in the world. So, I'm just gonna... wait.
Later, her dad makes his way through the dark to a chair by the fire pit where he sips a drink.
I mean, she's 19 years old. She's the love of my life. And for her to just get up and leave, I mean, that's pretty drastic. Devastating.
Tressa's face is lit by firelight.
but all I can wish her is the best, and I hope she does good. I hope she does better than me and her mom and both of us put together. And what else can you do? Nothing. Let her go.
Under sunny Florida skies, a car rolls into Riley's driveway, January. As he works at his laptop on the couch, he catches a pretty blonde tiptoeing in, followed by a dark-haired girl. He sets aside the laptop.
You can just chill.
He puts his hat over a puppy.
I'm just taking care of
it. And look, it's under hat number one. Aww.
The hat says porn in large gothic font. The little dog bobs beneath it.
That was adorable. He just like looked up and like, I need to see porn.
Aw, porn and cute puppies.
Hi.
A dog emerges.
Oh, hi.
Hey, like,
don't bite me.
Come on, let's go inside.
He thinks he's a ninja.
Hey, let's scare another person.
Hey, come on.
Jade, 25, a.k.a. Ava Kelly, 2 years in and out of the industry.
We're gonna leave at 8:45.
Oh, okay. We have time.
I was so nervous. I don't actually have sex other than when I do porn.
Carly, 19, a.k.a. Lucy Tyler.
So I haven't, like, done anything since I was here in October. So this will be, like, the first time, like, actually, like, been intimate with a guy in, what, like, 3 months?
3 months in the industry.
No, 3, yeah.
So it's nerve-wracking, and it makes me nervous, but at the same time, like, I know I like doing it. And then the guys treat you like you're a princess.
I know, that's true. If only that would, like, transition outside of shooting.
Riley and Carly exhale smoke.
I go by Lucy Tyler, and she's a fun little bubblegum princess teeny bopper character that I play. I tuck in my nose ring, and I take out my gauges, and I wear my hair in my face. It's so much fun to have, like, a different persona.
Carly gets out of Riley's car and heads into a modern Art Deco building.
You okay?
Her hair is curled and a makeup artist applies light shadow to her eyelids.
What did you do on the weekend?
I read my book.
What book?
Tis by Frank McCourt. It's the second book to Angela's Ashes. Finally finished it.
You finished it?
She gives a toothy smile, her bare legs dangling above the floor.
Right. Yes.
At the woman's prompt, she pushes her nose ring up into her nostrils.
Yeah, I don't know why. Thank you.
After her lashes and lipstick are applied, Carly is all glamorous innocence.
Awesome. All right, let's go show. It's good?
Yeah.
All right.
Clouds stretch across the early evening sky above the water. Riley's pool ripples gently.
In middle school, all my friends were having sex. I was like, oh, yeah, no, sure, I'll do it. Whatever. And I did. And I was dumped a month later. And I was heartbroken. And, oh, it devastated me, and I never wanted to do it again. So having sex outside of porn scares me, and I don't want to commit myself to someone like that yet.
She clutches one hand with the other.
You know, all these kids, they hear things, and they're like, okay, penis and vagina, they go together and you make a baby. They hear that it's bad, you can get pregnant, you can get all these diseases, but then there's all these people on porn having sex, and nothing's going wrong, and everybody's happy, you know? So it's really confusing. And they see, okay, well, it's okay to do that to a girl, and they said it was bad, but it's okay right there.
Yeah.
You know, they might see it as it's nothing, and it's not emotional, and it's not serious. Oh, it's so heartbreaking.
I'll never forget how they did it in my class. Are you ready? They're like, this is what happens when you have sex with someone. They get a paper and they put a glue stick on it and they stick the two papers together. A few minutes later, they peel them apart. They're like, these are still two separate papers, correct? But there's pieces of this one stuck on this one, and pieces of this one stuck on that one. And it's always gonna be that way.
Carly nods knowingly. Puffs of clouds sit in the purple-tinged sky. A plane touches down at the Miami airport. A sign reads, Welcome to MIA. On-screen text reads, Tressa, a.k.a. Stella May.
My first boyfriend, we dated for 6 months. It was my first time, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's amazing. Like, this is, like, I want to be with you forever. And it was just a big letdown when he just, like, walked away.
Tressa rides shotgun with Riley.
I mean,
nowadays, sex doesn't really mean anything.
Riley parks in front of his house. He stands with his phone to his ear behind Tressa and her rolling luggage. Rachel rushes her. She hops up and throws her legs around Tressa as they simulate humping.
I love you with glasses. I don't think I've seen. Are those new?
Yeah, I've had them for about a month.
Got a picture of you hunting, and you look sexy as hell.
You want to go inside? It's hot out here.
It's pretty warm.
I'm going to go take a shower.
Tressa goes into her room and lowers the handle of her wheelie bag. The room looks a wreck.
My ex-boyfriend, he's a sarcastic asshole. But now I'm with his roommate, Kendall.
The dog joins her tail wagging.
It's different with him. I don't even know. It's really weird.
She lays her clothes in a pile on the bed. Her bag is stuffed with bright bras and thongs.
Kendall, he's a music producer. We've been dating for a week and a day. He's the kind of guy that you think is an asshole, but he's not.
She turns on the shower.
I had butterflies in my stomach.
She's on a computer screen.
I don't ever get butterflies. Ever. Anymore.
Miami's skyline is in the distance, with islands between it and a commuter bridge in the low afternoon light. Carly, aka Lucy Tyler.
On Tuesday, I was like, oh, I'm going to my first shoot. I haven't had sex in 3 months and blah, blah, blah. I'm so excited and I'm so nervous and all these things. And then a guy there was a guy I did street blowjobs with, and his name is Tony Robino. Oh my gosh. So he's only like 5'8", maybe 5'7", like really short guy. And pretty skinny too, and he's just like a white boy. And then he takes off his pants and he's got like a freaking baby arm, like just coming out of nowhere. And I was like, oh my God, but I worked with him before, so I was like, oh my God. I'm like nervous. And then he told me I was his favorite porn star. He's being all sexy.
Oh, it's too much.
And then we got to do the pop shot together. It was awesome.
The puppy appears.
That's the best part.
It tries to take her flip-flop.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It's gonna go on your chest, on your ass, in the face, and then swallowing. And then those all get paid the same, but the one they will pay you more for is cream pies. That's when they come inside of you, and you like squeeze it out, and it's all like cream-filled donut, taco, whatever.
She grins. A car deposits another young brunette to the house, lugging her stuff.
Hey,
Toby. Toby.
Yeah.
Oh,
Toby.
Hey, girl.
Michelle?
Hi.
Hi.
You're so pretty.
Is that the little one?
Yeah, you want to take him?
Yes.
He bites.
I don't care.
She's like, I don't care. Where's your accent from? You have an accent.
What does it sound like?
No, you do.
I don't know. I can't like put my finger on it.
Oh my goodness, you don't bite, you didn't lick.
She plays with the puppy.
This is your bed. Your sheets would be, she just washed them.
Oh my goodness, look how small.
When's the last time you went outside?
I am so small.
I don't know.
All right, that's not a good answer.
He scoops up the puppy.
Man.
We gotta help her think of a name.
Think of, give me celebrities you like, give me people in history you like, give me days of the week you like.
What's a girl's name you've always liked?
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah,
cool.
I like Brooklyn.
I got excited when Michelle got here. I'm like, ooh.
So how long have y'all been here?
I've been here since before Christmas.
Carly listens, eating a corn chip.
I'm getting my boobs done. All I need is $1,000. I'm saving to get them done.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so jealous.
No, Oye, don't be jealous. You can do it
I'll
too.
I'll get there soon.
You're not allowed to.
Me? Why not?
Not for a little while.
Oh yeah. You're not a MILF yet.
Yeah, she's a MILF. Mom, I'd like to fuck.
Okay, cool.
You guys are teeny boppers. You get all the young shoots because you're really young looking.
Don't worry, you'll get booked more than me until I get my titties.
And then she's your hot Latina.
I'm kidding.
You guys are all just going to be great. I'll be proud of my hussies.
Michelle, 19.
I responded. Craigslist, actually.
Gainesville, Florida.
Never done anything like this before. So, I'm nervous.
AKA Brooklyn Daniels.
I mean, it's a lot of money for a girl. You know, so, I mean, why not? I'd do it anyways.
First day in the industry.
I mean, people see it anyways. I mean, why not? Let everybody else see it.
What's up, everyone? This is my first Vine. I have an upcoming porn star, so please follow me.
One, two, three. So just look right at me. There you go, just like that. Relax those shoulders, relax those shoulders. Pivot this way out. There you go. You're doing a lot of this.
I know, my shoulders are so tense.
Like, I feel like you want to tackle me for some reason. Ah, crazy. Okay, recite the vowels. A, E, I, O, U. All right, there you go, just like that. There you go, have fun with it.
Brooklyn poses in lingerie with a garter belt. She runs her tongue over her top front teeth.
I don't know what you're doing with your mouth there. I have no idea what you're doing. Are you reciting your vows? Remember, I want to give you my money. I want to say, hey, you, porn star one, I want to pay you this $1,000, but your face is killing me right now. Remember, there's like so many girls that a pretty face and a nice body is, don't even matter anymore. You know what I mean? Like, okay, there you go. No, my boner's going down now. You got to help me out, baby. No, I'm just kidding. It's never going to go down. I'm Puerto Rican. Okay, now look at me from that angle. There we go. What? That's your best face. Right there. That is money.
She glances seductively over her shoulder, showing her tongue. Tressa and the other girls prepare for their turn.
Hey, Maggie, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
I look so cute.
You are so adorable.
Tressa waits for the photographer.
Okay, you ready, Rockstar?
Yes.
She's in bra, panties, and heels.
Okay.
Tressa poses.
Perfect. Love that. That is really good. I'm impressed, girl. Where's this girl at? Brooklyn! That's the looks that if you did, man, you'd get booked every single day. Just like that. Love it. Okay? We're good, baby.
Carly, AKA Lucy Tyler, floats between innocent girl and blonde seductress.
Look at that. Oh my God. Love, love, love. Okay, let's turn around. Let's see the dunk. Damn, bitch!
He mock collapses at the sight of her naked rear. Riley shakes with the photographer at his car. Michelle, AKA Brooklyn Daniels, speaks.
Today boosted my confidence more than anything. When he said, "You look hot," I'm like, damn. Like,
some guy's gonna see guys, that picture and guys, jack yeah. off to you.
Even when I'm making my weird, ugly faces and I'm like, I just look weird, and then guys are just like, oh, you're so sexy. I just wanna fuck you. And that's like, it's a boost of confidence to know that you're wanted like that much, you know?
Riley hugs Michelle and lifts her off the ground. She throws her legs around him and wriggles. Tressa is curled up asleep on the couch.
All right, look, she's going back to sleep. Oh, I got you.
Michelle and Rachel haul her from the couch and carry her away as Duke jumps in excitement. Rachel scopes out a waiter.
He's looking at you. He's looking at
you. That one right there?
Yep.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah, you should go talk to him.
Tressa stands with her.
I'm nervous.
Go.
I'm nervous.
Go, Rachel.
Rachel makes her move, approaching a handsome young guy in an apron at the sidewalk cafe. They shake.
Oh, she got his number.
Success. And I got a box of matches. Oh, my God.
The car plunges into the Miami nightlife, rolling past luxury stores, bustling cafes on Ocean Drive, and scantily clad women outside a club. Lights pulsate from inside the glass-enclosed upper floors of a mall. The girls vamp as they go up an escalator. Outside a shoe store, Tressa leans on Jade.
Oh my God. This is like ready for the set.
It's an animal print high-soled boot. Michelle and Carly lounge on the bed with her laptop.
I'm gonna marry Drake one day. I'm gonna have his babies. And we're gonna live happily ever after in our mansion house in Malibu. I have our life mapped out. He just hasn't discovered me yet. He will when I get big.
On screen, Brooklyn Daniels' Twitter account gathers hundreds of followers on the counter. The same happens with Lucy Tyler, Ava Taylor, and Stella May. The numbers are in the thousands. The American and Texan flags snap in the wind. Cars whiz along the freeway in New Braunfels, Texas. Tressa in glasses appears on a computer screen.
My boyfriend status. Oh, do we have to talk about the boyfriend? I guess we have to, because he is kind of like right there. He's Sure, he's kind of camera shy, which is weird. He's never camera shy.
She films him.
Babe.
I don't have my beard.
Oh, that's right. I made him shave his beard this morning. And now he looks his age now. Oh, look at him without his beard.
Revealing his face, he waves.
So, we're good. He's making me do laundry because my suitcase kind of threw up.
Her suitcase is open beneath a mountain of clothing in disarray. Kendall comes up behind her and kisses her shoulder.
Like, I have no problem with porn. I've had my experiences.
Play it. That's my song. That's our song.
On another screen, Tressa moves dreamily.
But, like, most of my friends think that I shouldn't date her.
She rocks to the music, mouthing some of the lyrics.
But all I ever see is a girl that wanted to make something for herself.
Kendall and Tressa sit on a couch.
Like, I mean, when it really comes down to it, Tressa's a boss. She's a hustler. She's a grinder. And she's damn good at it. She did. I mean, she had goals and she accomplished them. She got out of her town. And that's more than I could say for myself at 19.
Babe, please tell me how excited you are.
I'm so excited. I want to go to the zoo so bad.
She talks to the camera.
We're going to the zoo.
Caught on a phone camera, they walk together. He glances at her and Tressa, mouth open, plants her hand over it to stifle laughter.
Like, with other girls I've had sex with, like, I always fuck them. I don't make love to them. You know, I do what I've watched in pornos. With her, like, we started doing that, but, like, now, whenever we have sex, it's slow and it's a lot better.
They're back on the couch filmed with a phone cam. Mm-hmm. She nods thoughtfully.
Like, I can't believe I ever used to ever have meaningless sex.
Turning to the camera, she nods knowingly. A view of Miami from a plane, clouds passing beneath. The plane descends, then sets down on the runway.
My mom texted me today. Hey, Tressa, I miss you. I don't want you to do this anymore, please. Sad crying face.
She loads bags in a car trunk. Palm trees and the Miami skyline fly past. Inside a lab, she sits with arm extended, wearing a tourniquet.
It's really hard. I'm confused. I'm still trying to find what I'm trying to get out when I'm here. And then when I go back home, I'm still trying to figure it all out.
Tressa and Riley leave. From a high rise, the port of Miami can be seen in the distance as the sun sets.
Brooklyn, how long will it take you? Are you, like, pretty much ready?
Uh-uh.
That's actually your first shoot ever, actually.
Yeah. You're doing it tonight?
So much. I was like, she's
Michelle.
So much going through my mind right now.
AKA Brooklyn Daniels.
So much.
What's the one thing that's making you the most nervous?
My face.
She's straightening her hair.
My face. That's it.
All right. We'll be back.
Bye.
Michelle skips as she walks. Tressa peers between the slats in the blinds to watch Michelle. Duke joins her as she kneels on the couch and he stands.
I like for all my girls to make it. That's a big reason I'm picky.
A screenshot of the Hussy Models webpage features Rachel and Tressa.
Still is hot. Still getting work, but...
He clicks through Tressa's photos.
She's gotta tone up some more.
He shakes his head looking at them.
I talk about it, like, a lot. You're not fat. It's just, like, get smaller. But I don't want her to do that because then she wouldn't, like, throwing up or something.
Tressa sits on the bed under a sheet. She holds up a dildo the size of a man's forearm.
I was given this because a producer wanted me to stick only half of it in me for $1,000. He wants me to keep practicing and trying.
She fidgets with it in her hands, displaying it to the camera.
Doing this. Just doing this.
Her face is blank and expressionless. On the floor is an enormous black dildo beside a pile of clothes.
There's not really that much work for me here, Florida. Someone told me that. Like, so you are 19 and this is like your third month. I'm guessing you're done now. I'm like, I don't plan on being done, but it, I mean, why? And he's like, well, most girls that hit that 3 month mark are normally like done. It's like, oh shoot, well, I'm not.
Major amateur porn companies typically book a new girl 2 or 3 times. Unless she is a breakout success, she will have to accept more niche-oriented jobs in order to keep working.
What's your schedule like?
On a computer screen, Tressa grins and drops her head.
I got offered to do 2 shoots and a flexible shoot for $2,500.
And?
She half smiles and holds up a nibble of pizza.
It's bondage.
She looks away.
Really?
She nods.
Fucking serious? I mean, do what you want to do. It's your body. It's not like I didn't know you did porn.
Tressa rolls her eyes, still eating.
What?
You're gonna have to be okay with it.
I know this. I'm aware of this.
Like, for the next 5 years, you're gonna have to be okay.
Shh. 5 years, we'll see.
Looking amused, she lifts a wedge of pizza and takes a huge bite. Cottony clouds hang over Miami as cars stream beneath the palm trees.
Sweetie, grab your IDs.
Rachel holds her social security card and driver's license by her face while a man snaps a photo.
Ava. Tony, Ava.
Hi.
Tony's blonde, buffed, and in his late 40s.
This is called virgin manipulations.
Yeah, the girl is going away to college and she's still a virgin. And I am the real good friend of the family that is looking to take advantage of that.
Rachel sits on a counter, Tony next to her.
Pretty quiet.
She shrugs.
It's okay.
Hanging out.
Right?
Taking my surroundings.
She glances nervously at Tony's body.
Go ahead, action.
Tony enters through a pair of French doors.
You guys go ahead. I'll catch up with you guys. Get us a table. I forgot my phone and I gotta use the bathroom.
Rachel as Ava sits on the kitchen counter. She rolls her eyes and smiles shyly at the camera, pushing up her glasses.
I know, I feel all predatory and shit.
Yeah. All right, you guys coming upstairs?
Rachel lies fully clothed in a pink and white comforter, her hands clasped over her groin, her face expressionless.
So, Tone, my main line for you is, you know, I've known you since you were little. And her main line is, well, no, I've never looked at you that way because I consider you like my uncle. And you kind of, without even getting a yes, you kind of almost start to like keep going with it,
mm-hmm.
You know? And then eventually you can just tell her, you know what, just kind of like move over and you kind of just start taking them off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not, you never even really got that full yes, but you've been kind of giving little yeses to the big yes, the little sales technique.
So just sit right there like where you're gonna be sitting when you approach her.
All this time, Rachel has been picking at her fingernail polish. Tony gets on the bed with her. She shoots him a glance.
And here's the key point. You're never, like, fully engaged into it.
Yeah.
This is kind of weird.
She looks away from Tony, her hands now clasped at her chest.
All right, cool. So let's do it.
Rachel gives Tony an uncertain look. Later.
It's starting to burn.
Yeah.
She lies naked on her back, arms covering her chest. Tony straightens from his position on top of her. Rachel stands in the bathtub, rubbing a towel on her back. A camera crew is at the door.
That last part, I fucking hate it. There's absolutely nothing sexually arousing about that, like, at all. And I mean, like, a lot of porn is like that. Like, you're just like, this is so just work right now.
A website sells virgin manipulations. A photo displays of Tony on top of Ava.
The amateur porn world.
You're just processed meat.
Writing reads, her first penetration was the wrong one, and because morality is always negotiable. On a website are titles, A Small Town Girl, An Innocent Face to Come On, She Needs the Money, Daddy's Girl Gets Filled, and Doe-Eyed Teen Gets Wrecked.
Everything is the same shoot, like it's always your first time.
Excuse me.
How can I help you?
I locked everything in my car.
I mean, I don't know if you have a phone or
something.
Yeah,
no, I mean, I work right over here.
And you're just like, well, I'm dumb as hell and I need $500 and I'm just gonna get this random dude that I would never have sex with in real life and have sex with him and say things that I never say and do things that I never do.
If I helped you out, do you think you could help me out?
I don't know.
You mean like a blowjob?
Maybe. I've never done anything like this.
And it's like all about the guy getting off, like the girl's just there to help.
Rachel and Carly appear in clips.
As long as you have boobs and a vagina and an ass, it's all that really matters. They don't care about who you actually are.
The law requires girls to prove they are at least 18 years old. The industry is not subject to any other federal regulations, and none have been created in the digital age. Michelle sits cross-legged in shorts and t-shirt on a bed.
I am here with my, I'm gonna say it, nervous. Oh, I said it, didn't I? It was like 10 seconds and I already said the N-word, nervous. So
the whole process took about an hour and a half. It was at a hotel and it was just like him one-on-one, like pretty much, I'm a fucking creeper and I'm gonna mack on you, little teenage girl.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Teen is the number one search term in internet pornography. Michelle smiles enthusiastically from the bed.
We just met, and here I am, already got my old man hands over your young teen ass.
It was kind of like, damn, it's not my type of person that I would want to spend my first shoot on, you know, but it was all right. You don't really see his stomach, really. I don't think you do, maybe. I'm not sure, but he
it's like, he like leans back on it so you don't see it, and he only like films little, like
and it's like, it's, I don't know, like it was.
He actually hurt me, but then
it was kind of gross.
Yeah.
On a website called exploitedteens.com, hundreds of photos of young girls on beds stare from the screen.
He has like over 700 girls only on that one website, and he'll post a new video every Friday. Like, this guy made money, like he was making $10,000 a day.
The site yields hundreds of pictures. The counter goes from page 3 to page 10, and the images pass in a blur. They stop at thumbnail image of Tressa. Below reads Stella Preview.
Yeah, he came with
your
cream pie?
No, mine wasn't a cream pie. He came on my stomach type thing.
Brooklyn Preview.
Today I did 2 cream pies, but all I did was just I went to Walgreens, got the Plan B pill. So
I thought they gave you extra for that, didn't they?
Yeah,
Plan B.
They gave me an extra $100 for that. And Plan B pill is only like 40 something bucks, so that's $60 that I get to keep. Why not? Like Plan B like always works, I guess. I don't know.
Carly fills a small bottle at the kitchen sink.
I'm gonna make a douche.
She fastens a nozzle-like tip to the bottle.
It just can't be good for you to have sex that much with that many different people. Ugh, so weird, but that's my job.
Tressa films her surroundings.
This is how I spend my Sunday nights in an ER. I'm in so much pain. I'm here because I had a Bartholin cyst on my right lip under my vagina. And I had to get it drained because it was literally the size of a golf ball. And look at my hot purse.
A young guy in scrubs quickly smiles. Tressa looks over her ER bill in the kitchen.
I heard that you were like at the doctor for a little bit. Was it like anything serious?
Well, it's like the gland that makes my vagina moist.
Okay.
Got clogged because I've been having too much sex.
That's so scary when like what we do to like pay our bills, live our lives, and like some shit. Oh my god.
Oh man. Yeah.
Palm trees rustle in the breeze as the girls relax in the backyard pool. Jade, a.k.a. Ava Kelly, is on the phone.
At noon?
Michelle sits on the floor in front of her. She pulls up her hair.
And get ghetto things? They want me to go get Scully's wife beaters, white t-shirts, sweatpants, and jeans. I'm like, what?
Jade approaches a discount store wearing a tight, brightly striped dress, her big purse slung over her shoulder. She looks over a large selection of sweat clothes.
Ghetto.
It sounds like I feel terrible saying, because I'm like, what do you mean by that? But apparently there's some guys who go to pawn shops and see girls and be like, damn, I wish I could fuck that girl.
She has a to-go cup in one hand and gray sweatpants draped over an arm. She crouches to look at something, then strolls to a register.
I think what I do is an outlet for something that's already there. Supply and demand. That's there because somebody wanted it.
She walks through the parking lot.
My first porn was actually facial abuse. Well, it's called Latina Abuse.
The website appears.
And what it is it's extra degrading compared to the other stuff.
It reads, see them gag on gringo cocks. Words appear. A popular trend in porn is the forced blowjob. Sites like Facial Abuse feature extreme oral sex aimed at making a girl vomit. Photos of pretty Latina girls against a brick wall background scroll by in a blur, stopping on video featuring Ava Kelly.
What's your name, bitch?
Ava.
Ava what?
Ava Kelly.
Nice to meet you, Ava. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. So how'd you get into porn?
Paying bills.
Yeah? That's typical. What you do before it?
Insurance.
Insurance fraud?
No, not fraud. No,
what you do? Like, what type of insurance?
It's Latina abuse. So they say, like, you know, like stuff that would be stereotypical to, like, Spanish people.
You got a bubbly personality, huh? I fucking hate that.
That's the camera guy talking shit. And then, boom, from there he calls the talent and he's like, oh, let's fuck this slut.
All right, get on your knees, bitch. Bootleg.
You watching it on the computer, your heart will start racing.
Tattooed arms position her head.
Hold on, who thought you speak Spanish?
Me.
Say I'm a fucking whore.
I'm a fucking whore.
He slaps her cheeks.
Open your mouth, puta. Get your fucking hands off me.
I think it's the combination of everything. Because if it was just him talking all of this stuff, it wouldn't be so bad. If it was just him fucking me, it wouldn't be so bad. If it was just me throwing up, wouldn't it be so bad. But these three things followed, you know, one by the other, it looks like it's much rougher than it is.
Who you got? What I tell you? That fucking head.
In a grainy image, her eyes wide and frowning look up at the camera. A hand pushes an oversized dildo down her throat.
Slurp that shit up.
She licks her vomit.
Slurp it up.
In 2014, abuse porn websites averaged over 60 million combined hits per month. More hits than NFL.com, NBA.com, Hotwire.com, CBS.com, Fortune.com, Disney.com, and NBCNews.com.
I don't judge anybody. If that's what floats their boat, they're watching it on the computer and they're not going out and doing it to an actual girl, so look at it that way. At least it's me acting.
What did you think?
I think you guys are pretty bad.
Oh, that is so fucking hot the way you're saying it.
I don't look at stuff like that really black and white, good and bad. Good and bad is what your opinion is at the moment. Because X amount of time ago, I thought certain things were bad that I don't think are bad now.
The front door of the house is wide open. Tressa sits against a wall watching Michelle in her underwear brush out her hair in their room.
I'm so tired. I was strapped together and I was on a bed and just same thing, force fucked and hardcore blowjob.
A website button says live now, enter live show.
I haven't gotten fucked yet, so.
You haven't gotten fucked yet, I know. Let me get fucked,
I'll tell you how I'm feeling.
A picture on Twitter shows Stella Mae nude and bound on a metallic platform.
No vomit. No vomiting today, though. I didn't eat breakfast, so nothing really came out.
Recent research shows that nearly 40% of online pornography depicts violence against women. Graphic banner ads for sites like 18 and Abused often appear prominently on mainstream porn sites. Tressa shows an image.
You look so awesome.
Wow.
God, look at your ass, bro.
That shoot was really good. I was just, today was just so horrible though.
Oh, you still got it done.
Still got it done. And all the guys went, cause I got hurt yesterday. They were like, oh my gosh, is she okay? And then they saw me on today and they're like, are you all right? Like, we were really worried about you. All that stuff, and they were being so sweet about it.
They're the best.
They are.
The physical part, it's just...
temporary.
Yeah, I'm here to put on a show. I'm not here to be comfortable. I come and put on a show and make myself uncomfortable so you can get off so I can get paid and be comfortable on my own time. The same way, oh, there we go, the degrading thing. Me that I do it on camera to somebody who's faking it, or that guy or that woman who's been working at that company busting their ass for shitty benefits for how many years, who can't leave because then what are their kids gonna eat? You know what I mean? Like, people are in those situations outside of porn all the time. Mm-hmm. Relationships. With me, it's all fake. That's where the line becomes fuzzy for some people. They don't see that. Because they see our end product that I guess is so realistic because people buy it.
Yeah, I have people from India or Germany and, like, everywhere. Australia, and it's like, whoa.
All over the place.
All over the world. You can see it anywhere.
We're more places than McDonald's.
That's true.
February, an airplane glides through a cornflower blue sky. A crudely painted Texas flag takes up a wall of a rundown shack. A roadside cactus bursts with purple blooms.
Me and Kendall, we ended up going to James Avery, and we got a promise ring.
She shows hers. A photo shows off their hands with the rings.
This is our promise to each other to be faithful and honest and hopeful for the future for us.
A Stella Mae tweet reads, a pinky promise is just as much as keeping your word. A porch lamp lights a row of two-story apartments. At a party, Tressa stands by a Texas A&M banner.
Freshman 15 hitting you yet?
No, I work out every day.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Work out the hand?
No.
Bear, mouth, work that out.
I just started working out every day.
Oh my god. I love that. I actually want to put that on.
Maybe you should do a shoot with that in it. That's going to make you money.
Kendall smiles at a guy in a costume that looks like he's riding a dinosaur.
What section do you click on to find you?
It's different.
Just type in the search box. Stella Mae.
Should pull it up right now. On the TV.
Just stand there and compare.
The guy shrugs and puts a long plastic tube to his lips. Tressa looks at Kendall, who smiles weakly and shifts on his feet.
It hurts now. Like, every time I see a porno, I'm like, that's someone's girlfriend or that's someone's daughter.
A somber Kendall leans against the wall. Tressa wrings her hands.
I want to get the fuck out of there. It pisses me off because everyone knows that you were getting almost punished fucked for money.
She's resting against his arm on the couch.
It's like you're supposed to have a respect for yourself, too.
I do. Don't tell me that I don't
have respect.
I know.
I'm not talking about you in general.
Seriously, there's a big difference between being on and off camera.
Camera or no camera, if you're getting paid to fuck a guy, say he's tested, whatever. The camera could be there, it could not be there. They could put a camera there, turn it off, and you would probably not even notice and just feel...
It's just the whole, like, if it's being recorded or not.
You
think, I understand,
you think about
like,
it being recorded is almost worse because now you have evidence that lasts forever. You have digital evidence
that
lasts
forever. So what are you saying?
Forever.
Are you saying that I'm a prostitute?
It's pretty fucking close.
But what's keeping it to not being exact?
It's not much.
Yeah. I can see where you're coming from, baby.
His eyes dart from her. He massages her hand.
I love you.
I love you too.
You're not a prostitute to me. I don't know what other people think.
A black screen opens to a high school photo of Tressa in a white scarf smiling shyly, then to her as a cheerleader executing a V-shaped jump, her toes higher than her ears. A slow-motion scene from Come Fiesta shows her opening a sliding door. The view counter for the video clicks up to almost 5 million views. In a candid photo, a young bright-eyed Carly grins with braces. Now a made-up Carly, eyes offered $100 bills. The counter is over 10 million views. A picture shows Rachel in a graduation cap and gown hugging her mom. Now she poses sitting on a bed in just a tank top and panties. As she gives a wan smile, her views roll well past 34 million. The screen goes black. At night, magenta light glows from the MacArthur Causeway Bridge, which stretches before the Miami skyline. In Riley's living room, Rachel eats pizza on the couch. The puppy naps a slice off a coffee table.
That little bitch.
Dude, get it. No, get it.
Yeah. Haha.
Duke snatches the pizza and eats it. Another girl comes in smiling.
I was in California and I had like a blowjob scene and I was like, for sure, $300 for a blowjob scene, that's nothing. You go there, you don't even have sex. Cool.
The girl nods.
I go there and he's like, oh yeah, it's a forced blowjob. And I'm like, what?
The girl looks younger than Rachel.
Just one guy. One little camera on a tripod.
The young girl looks at Rachel closely, listening.
I don't... fuck.
Rachel lowers her head. She rubs her hand under her nose and shakes her head.
I was scared. I was terrified. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I could tell him no. Or the fact that we already recorded 15 minutes of it, if I could just fucking leave, like, then what?
The younger girl frowns, then lowers her eyes.
Then I understand, like, that's how, like, rape victims feel. Like, they feel bad about themselves. But then that's where it all comes in, like, what, did I really want money that bad?
Across a brown field beside the freeway is a truck yard. A sign with an arrow points to New Braunfels. A suburban street full of tidy, well-kept tract houses is seen from a car window. Kendall stands at Tressa's front door.
Tressa!
Guard
watch out for the guard dog.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, I'm Kelly.
Kendall, nice to meet you.
Nice
Kelly.
To meet you.
Tressa sits on the couch between Kendall and her mom.
Kendall, I don't mean to be rude to you or anything. How can you date someone? Like,
yeah,
how
I, can I hate you? It. I hate it. I completely hate it.
He hates it, Mom. Trust
okay.
me, he hates hate it.
And I want her to stop. But, I mean... like, I don't, well, I also don't want to hold it against her and, like, not be with her because of that. It's like it was a bad choice in life.
Well, guess what? Her dad doesn't know.
Doesn't?
No, he doesn't. She was supposed to tell him on Christmas Day when they went hunting.
I thought your dad knew.
Mm-mm. He doesn't know.
Kendall lowers his head thoughtfully. He puts his hand on his knee and looks at his promise ring.
Just thinking about it, I must be crazy to...
yeah.
To even take this chance. It's like, I want you to quit.
Tressa's brow crumples and her lip quivers. She stares down through her horn-rimmed glasses.
Everyone loves you. They just don't want you to do something that you're doing.
She's...
he looks away. She starts to cry.
The first thing I think of in the morning, see? And she's the last thing I think of in the, at night. Every day. I shouldn't have to. And it's not a good thing. It's a worry, it's an upset, and it's a stress.
What is it? What is the hesitation of you quitting?
It's just money.
Don't, I trust that.
And the ability to travel everywhere, like that's awesome.
You know what? You can still...
what's the cost, though?
She slips her fingers under her glasses to wipe her eye.
Does this all register with you? Does it make you want to stop?
She nods.
Does
really?
It really, though? Because you've told me you wanted to quit before, too. And then changed your mind the last second.
Chelsea, you've been wanting a boyfriend that cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
And there he is, right there.
Mm-hmm.
She slides over and drops her head on Kendall's shoulder. He looks down, then glances away. Tressa, expressionless, looks weary. She stares off, her eyelids drooping. She thumbs through a text conversation.
I'm thinking about texting Riley right now and letting him know that I'm
Do
just
it.
Coming for my clothes.
Do it.
Manicured thumbs press out the message. Hey, I'm done with porn. The screen goes black. Tressa appears on a computer screen.
Hey. I didn't know really, like, how to tell you.
I mean, if it lasts, I am so proud of you, and that's awesome, but I don't believe any relationships last nowadays.
Okay.
And what are you gonna do?
I'm just gonna take it day by day. I do honestly have my withdrawals when it comes to, like, man, I just want to go back to the house. I miss everybody there. I miss Ducati. I miss little baby puppy. I miss just being there and, like, doing my own thing and having my freedom. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I am going to watch a movie because I'm late. Fuck.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
She looks at the camera.
That's a relief.
Boats are docked at a marina at night. A light glows on the patio of the yellow house. Jade, wearing a shirt that reads, "Hose before bros," holds a beer. Rachel's bottom catches Riley's eye through a glass door. She's doing a rump shake.
Somebody's drunk.
Girl, you know how turned off you are.
The dog excitedly chases Rachel around in the room.
He's like, give me that, girl.
Come out here.
He hurt me. He tried to rape me.
Yeah.
Ow. Holy shit, I never seen him do with that. Okay, I still feel like I'm on a boat right now.
That was Regatta, darling.
Wow, that shit is crazy as fuck.
Told you.
I was like, where am I? Oh, another here's another drink. Love. Here's another drink. Here's another drink. Oi. Right.
Rachel checks her cell phone.
How's it?
This pisses me off.
She runs her finger on the screen, which reflects in her glasses.
Belle Knox. I am the Duke University freshman porn star, and the first time I'm telling a story in my words. This bitch, dude!
She plays a clip from The View.
Our next guest made headlines in our own Hot Topics discussion for being a Duke College freshman by day, and a porn star by night.
The fuck?
Porn star is known as
she's
Belle
one in 100 fucking thousand bitches that are doing the exact same thing.
Says she turned to adult films to pay her tuition.
Just the fact that she goes to Duke?
I can't take her seriously. It's been 2 seconds and I can't take her seriously. I'm sorry.
Not to show our bodies, and that's really true for women. And to be in porn and to be able to be naked and to be able to be free and have that sexual autonomy, it is so incredibly freeing.
She has a really good PR person.
She does, dude.
I'm telling you, her publicist is like...
Yeah, dude.
She had facial abuse.
What?
That was her first scene.
The dog bowl and all of that.
Pretty popular.
I did
so
that.
So what happened?
That's on pretty girl porn. Facial abuse is, like, extra...
She did it.
Riley plays the video on his phone.
Welcome to facial abuse. What are you studying?
Women's studies.
Women's studies. So you're a feminazi.
I'm not a feminazi. I'm a feminist.
Okay, so what's a fucking feminist doing in facial abuse? I asked you why you like it, and what did you tell me?
Love the look on the girls' faces.
You said you like the look of misery in their eyes.
Yeah.
Rachel gives a disbelieving look.
Turn to the side, chubby. Look at you. Look at you. Look at this pudging out like that.
He chokes her.
Paulie's gonna get the truth out of you in 2 fucking seconds.
Hey. Oh my god, sorry.
Ava brushes her cheek and leans on her hand. Rachel stares, not watching the screen.
She wants to get notoriety but not be scarred. Not everybody can come back from that.
Riley tilts his head, listening.
I can tell by the way that she talks about it. I mean, she doesn't talk about it.
Jade leans in, smiling. Rachel watches her.
She was one of the girls who didn't know what she was getting herself into.
Green fields fly past a car window. Horses idle in a corral. Rows of birds perch on power lines. In the backyard of their house, Tressa's dad works at a barbecue. Tressa and her mom carry bowls and dishes to a wooden picnic table.
The guacamole's heavy. The guac.
Kendall sits at the table smiling. Tress's dad sits facing her at the end of the table.
I told my dad.
She's on the computer screen.
He didn't cry, but I could see tears were, like, building up, and he was more angry than upset because he knew. He knew that I was doing it. He just didn't want to believe it. So I told my dad that I just wanted to live with Kendall in Arlington and get a normal job. And me and my dad came to that agreement, and he said, okay, that's fine. I love you. I know that it's going to be a long time until you get my dress back, but just know that I love you and you're my daughter and you'll always be my daughter.
Purple flowers sway in the breeze. Cars glide along a series of highway overpasses which crisscross over each other up to 3 levels high. Stella May tweets, updated my wish list. Who wants to help buy my household items? I'm moving to Arlington, Texas, with a link to Amazon.com. Got a job at Redneck Heaven. Need cute tops, though. She unrolls a rug in the middle of an empty room. Kendall is on the phone. Stella May's followers' counter stops abruptly.
I actually got rid of Stella May's Twitter maybe like a couple days ago.
The screen fades to white. Tressa records herself.
I'm just glad that I'm back to my normal life.
A barn-style building has a sign reading Redneck Heaven, Restaurant, Bar, Sports, Mischief. Some motorcycles are parked outside.
Being a porn star was very expensive and it sucked because you're always spending money.
Tressa sits on the front steps waiting for Kendall.
Rent, underwear and bras, nails, makeup, food, flights, and then we had to take 10% for Riley.
Hey, baby.
I only made $25,000 in 4 months. And after I got out of porn, I had $2,000 left in my bank account. I enjoyed that selfishness for about 4 months. It was enough for me. A lot changed in those 4 months, so.
I mean, what's crazy is how much you did in 4 months when it comes to videos. Like, that's a lot.
They face each other at a small kitchen table.
I could say in the whole industry, probably countless girls tried to escape their parents in order to get their freedom like I did by going through porn. At the time, I had it my way, so I was going to do anything I could to keep it that way. But
it wasn't really your way, though. You just found an easy
route, like, okay, I'm going to do that. Yeah.
But, like, you think about it, your way would be doing exactly what you want to do with your life. And I know you didn't wake up one day and realize, you know what my life dream is to
be a porn star. Yeah, of course not.
He rubs his shoulder, his eyes darting.
Like, sometimes I just step, like, I'll think about it and just be like, why did I do that? What, like, why would I, like, want to keep going? But it's really not that hard to take advantage of an 18-year-old that's fucking on camera. I mean, most girls, whenever I was in the industry, would always say yes to anything. So if it had a dollar sign in front of it, sign me up.
The screen goes black. A Twitter page for Rachel appears with the account name Done and the username My Real Name Rachel. Rachel left porn after 6 months. A picture shows her in partial profile behind a professional camera rig. She is pursuing her dream of becoming a professional photographer. Jade smiles from her Twitter page. Jade quit porn and now webcams for a living. She prefers being in control of how she appears on camera. Carly and Michelle smile in a Twitter photo. Their followers counters in the tens of thousands. Carly and Michelle continue to work in the industry. As laundromat dryers spin beside them, Tressa looks up to kiss the lanky Kendall. They wrap their arms around each other. Tressa is now a manager at a restaurant. She and Kendall continue to live together in Arlington, Texas. Now, a young woman lowers the handle of her rolling luggage and enters the yellow house. 8 new girls live in Riley's house.
Guys, how did everyone find Riley?
Craigslist.
Seven new girls crowd the couch, three sitting on Riley's back. The house is cluttered with luggage, shoes, and dogs.
What's the thing that made you guys want to do porn?
Sex?
Definitely money.
A little bit of both.
Sex and money.
Yeah, sex and money.
I don't like sex.
Cut to black. Remaining opening titles, Two to Tangle Productions presents a film by Jill Bauer and Rona Gratis. Research conducted exclusively for this film by Debbie Herbenick. And Bryant Paul of the Kinsey Institute, the new girls primp in their overcluttered rooms. Executive producers Abigail E. Disney and Jeannie Rediger. Executive producer Chandra Jesse. Executive producer Geraldine Dreyfus. Executive producer Jackie Zenner. Executive producer Anne Lavelle. Executive producer Barbara Dopkin. Songs by Daniel Ahern. Original music by Tyler Strickland. Produced by Rashida Jones. Duke Stares Out a Window. Written, edited, and produced by Brittany Huckabee. Directed and produced by Jill Bauer and Rona Gratis. A girl climbs into an SUV which drives off down the street. It rounds a corner, its red brake lights glowing, then disappears out of view behind the dark silhouettes of palm trees. Fade to black. Credits directed and produced by Jill Bauer and Rona Gratis. Written, edited, and produced by Brittany Huckabee. Produced by Rashida Jones. Executive producer Abigail E. Disney. Executive producer Ginny Rediger. Executive producer Chandra Jesse. Executive producer Geraldine Dreyfus. Executive producer Jackie Zahner. Executive producer Anne Lavelle. Executive producer Barbara Dopkin. Executive producer Evan Kraus. Executive producer Julie Bonello. Executive producer Judith Helfand. Co-producers Debbie Herbenick and Brian Paul. Co-producer Marianne Franks. Director of photography Rona Gratis. Co-editor Andrea B. Scott. Additional editor Michael Feldman. Motion graphics Ben Kim. Original music by Tyler Strickland. Songs by Daniel Ahern. Wanted to Be Loved, performed by Rashida Jones and Daniel Ahern, written by Daniel Ahern and Richard Jacques. On two frames of gray film, a pink egg silhouette is above a pink chicken silhouette, chicken and egg pictures. A sideways blue Y with the word fork along the top and films right below. A white submarine silhouette holds the word submarine within it, an upright white rectangle with UTA inside, United Talent Agency. Copyright 2015, all rights reserved, HGW Productions, LLC. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.